Hey there, and welcome to episode 149 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we continue Romance of Three Kingdoms Week by looking at the Peach Orchard Oath. Fateful meetings play a prominent role in literature. Was it not fate that caused Little John and Robin Hood to try and cross a river at the same time, on a bridge that it can only support one of them? Was it merely coincidence that Han Solo and Chewbacca were looking for work in the cantina the exact moment when Luke Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi sauntered in? Indeed, it wasn't. The whole concept of the trick of fate has been around for centuries, and it comes into play right in the first chapter of Romance of Three Kingdoms. As the book opens, the Han Dynasty was still alive and well. Evening descended on a village in the Chinese countryside. A message posted in the village square announced that a rebellion had broken out elsewhere in the country. A local boy named Liu Bei, 28 years old, saw the notice and the accompanying call for soldiers. Now, Liu Bei was no ordinary local. He was descended from the imperial family, but because of some rather unfortunate behaviors on the part of his ancestors, his whole branch of the family was kind of descended into poverty and didn't really get invited to those family reunions. As he surveyed the notice, a farmer from the surrounding countryside wandered up and introduced himself as Zhang Fei. They decided together to raise their own army to face the rebels, with Liu Bei as the administrator from his emperor background, and Zhang Fei as the warrior. They head to the local tavern where they run into a third man, Guan Yu, a man on the run because he killed a rich man who was bullying those less fortunate. All very noble. Now the three headed out back to a peach orchard, where they offered up an oath. "We three," they say, "Liu Bei, Guan Yu, and Zhang Fei, swear brotherhood and promise mutual help to one another. We will rescue each other in difficulty, we will aid each other in danger. We swear to serve the state and save the people. We ask not the same day of birth, but we seek to die together. If we turn aside from righteousness or forget kindliness, may heaven and humans smite us." There they were, Liu Bei, the long-lost emperor, and Guan Yu and Zhang Fei, two mighty warriors, ready to take on the world. Delicious setup for a plot, eh? How can anything go wrong? Thanks for tuning in to episode 149 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we look at one of the many brilliant military victories encountered in the Romance of Three Kingdoms.